Supreme Court in its verdict on Friday said that it found nothing wrong in a deal the Narendra Modi government signed with France to purchase 36 Rafale fighter jets. A bench headed by Chief Justice of India Ranjan Gogoi said that it had studied the matter extensively and that it was satisfied that there is no occasion to doubt the process of signing the Rafale deal. The verdict also dismissed all the PILs filed in the apex court questioning the pricing and procedure followed for the deal. The petitioner had alleged that the Modi government not only overpaid for the Rafale jets but also promoted crony capitalism. Rejecting the demand for a court-monitored probe, Supreme Court ruled that there is no occasion to doubt the decision-making in the Rafale jet. On the other hand, it also said that it was not in its jurisdiction to examine the pricing of the Rafale jets. Overall, the Supreme Court gave a thumbs up to the Rafale deal. Being the political hot topic for over a year, a war of words started between the opposition and the ruling party. While Amit Shah demanded Rahul Gandhi's apology for the lie, Rahul Gandhi hit back demanding a JPC probe.
2007 से 2014 तक देश की रक्षा जरूरतों को, देश की डिफेंस रिक्वायरमेंट्स को आपने हानि पहुंचाई, इसका स्वीकार करके देश की माफी मांग लीजिए।
आज सुप्रीम कोर्ट अपने ज्यूरिसडिक्शन में जजमेंट देती है और उस जजमेंट से मैं तीन लाइन पढ़ना चाहता हूं। जो राफेल हवाई जहाज के प्राइसिंग डिटेल्स हैं, कीमत के डिटेल्स हैं, उनको कॉम्पिटर एंड ऑडिटर जनरल की रिपोर्ट में लिखा गया है और वो जो रिपोर्ट है पब्लिक अकाउंट्स कमेटी, जो पार्लियामेंट की कमेटी है, उसके साथ शेयर किया गया है। अब मेरे सामने खारगे जी बैठे हैं और खारगे जी पीएसी कमेटी के चेयरमैन हैं पार्लियामेंट में, और आप लोग खारगे जी से सीधा पूछ लीजिए क्या सीएजी रिपोर्ट पीएसी कमेटी में आई, नहीं आई, पार्लियामेंट में रखी गई, और इन्होंने जो पीएसी के चेयरमैन है, इन्होंने सीएजी रिपोर्ट अपनी जिंदगी में देखी है, हाँ या ना, पूछ लीजिए।
वेल, व्हाइल पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज आर एंगेज्ड इन वर्बल ड्यूल्स, लेट अस गो बैक टू द सुप्रीम कोर्ट जजमेंट। दो द बीजेपी इज सेइंग दैट द सुप्रीम कोर्ट वर्डिक्ट हैज साइलेंस्ड द क्रिटिक्स, द वर्डिक्ट लीड्स टू मोर क्वेश्चंस रादर देन आंसरिंग द एग्जिस्टिंग वंस। The Rafale deal has been the most controversial issue in the 4 years tenure of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. To understand what exactly is the deal all about, you can also watch our video, The Salt Rafale Deal Full Story. Now let us go step by step. First, let us look at what the PILs challenged in the Rafale deal. First, the procedure followed in the Rafale deal. Second, the pricing of the aircraft, which the petitioner said was excessive than the UPA-era deal and hinted towards a possibility of corruption. The PILs also sought to challenge the selection of an offset partner. The petitioner said that the contract for offset partner was such that it benefited Anil Ambani's reliance over state-owned Hindustan Aeronautical Limited. As mentioned at the start of the video, the Supreme Court refused to go into the pricing details, but it did weigh in on the other two aspects. While the court has commented on the matters that come under the judicial ambit, it has acknowledged that venturing into some can be a judicial overreach. Thus, the verdict covers the deal only on a broader sense. Despite this, the verdict leaves us with many questions that need an answer. The first is, if the process of withdrawal of the request for proposal were initiated in March 2015, why did Foreign Secretary said otherwise in April 2015? The third paragraph of the Supreme Court order says, a process of withdrawal of the request for proposal in relation to the 126 MMRCA was initiated in March 2015. On 10th April 2015, an Indo-French joint statement for the acquisition of 36 Rafale jets in a flyaway conditions through an intergovernmental agreement, which is referred to as IGA, was issued and the same was duly approved by the DAC. However, just 2 days before the announcement of the deal, Foreign Secretary S. Jaishankar had held a briefing in which he said that negotiations with Hull are still ongoing. Did Supreme Court ignore the Salt CEO statement in presence of the IAF chief before the announcement of the deal? Now, paragraph 18 of the Supreme Court judgment says, as far as the endeavor to procure 126 fighter aircraft is concerned, it has been stated that the contract negotiation could not be concluded, inter alia, on account of the unresolved issues between the OEM and Hindustan Aeronautical Limited. Now, this is what the government affidavit stated, and the Supreme Court seems to have accepted it. But can we ignore the fact that just 15 days before this announcement of a new deal, the SALT CEO Eric Trappier on 25th March 2015 said in the presence of the IAF chief and the Hull chairman that the contract will be finalized and signatures will come soon. Here is a video evidence of it.
The next logical step. After an outstanding amount of work and through discussions, you can imagine my great satisfaction to hear on one hand from Indian Air Force Chief of Staff that he wants a combat-proven aircraft and a polyvalent fighter, which could be the Rafale when we would have signed, which should be, again, as I said, a logical step. And on the other hand, from HAL Chairman, that we are in agreement for the responsibilities sharing, considering as well our conformity with the RFP in order to be in line with the rules of this competition, I strongly believe that contract finalization and signature could come very soon.
The third question is about sovereign guarantee. The intergovernmental agreement requires a sovereign guarantee, but the French government has only provided a letter of comfort. In Para 21, the Supreme Court mentioned, it is a say of the petitioners that Para 71 envisages three eventualities where the questions of entering into an IGA would arise, which have not arisen in the present case. However, a sovereign guarantee is a reassurance that is commonly found in defense contracts that are signed between the governments. The France government has only provided a letter of comfort. The lack of such guarantee was discussed during the court hearings. Without a sovereign guarantee, either party can break the promise and go their different ways. The Supreme Court order begs another question. Did Supreme Court confuse Anil Ambani's reliance with Mukesh Ambani's? The original Rafale deal during UPA era had Mukesh Ambani's Reliance Industries as an offset partner. This was back in 2012. However, the renegotiated deal had Anil Ambani's Reliance Infrastructure as an offset partner. The allegation was the deal was renegotiated in such a manner to benefit only Anil Ambani. However, the Supreme Court seems to have confused the Mukesh Ambani's company as the parent organization. On page 25 of the verdict, the Supreme Court refers to Mukesh Ambani's Reliance Industries as another industry or another business group. While on the very next page, in paragraph 32, it calls Mukesh Ambani's company as the parent organization of Anil Ambani's Reliance Aerostructure. In fact, both these entities are different from each other. Now the next question is, where did the CAG report go? One of the key arguments in the verdict is a CAG report on Rafale deal submitted by the government. However, the Public Accounts Committee Chairman Mallikarjun Kharge, the two other members have clearly denied that there was any CAG report in the matter produced in front of the committee.
Ek to CAG ke paas bhi unka koi comments nahi hai. Iske bare mein na CAG ko pata hai. Aaj maine Deputy CAG ko bulakar pucha. Jab CAG ke paas nahi hai, Public Accounts Committee mein aane ka sawal nahi hai. Jab Public Accounts Committee mein aayega, तो हम वो रिपोर्ट छिपा के नहीं रख सकते, पार्लियामेंट में पेश करते हैं. पार्लियामेंट में भी मैंने पेश नहीं किया. जब पार्लियामेंट में आएगा तभी पब्लिक डोमेन में आएगा, पब्लिक डोमेन में भी नहीं है. तो यह आया रिपोर्ट कहाँ से? जब तक पार्लियामेंट को रिपोर्ट वो पेश नहीं किया जाएगा तब तक किसी को भी उसके बारे में बोलने का अधिकार नहीं
है. द SC had based its judgment on the CAG report. But where exactly is this CAG report? Why it isn't available in the public domain? And most importantly, whether any CAG report at all exists? There are more questions on why the verdict does not consider former French President Hollande's statement alleging pressure from India to choose Anil Ambani as an offset partner, which is serious enough and about pricing too. Who will answer them? Moreover, who will ask the question? As the Supreme Court has already denied a court-monitored probe. Will joint parliamentary committee be better able to investigate it? But what will be the outcome? Wasn't a JPC formed in 2G case as well? There have been more than 5 JPCs in India so far, but the recommendations of these JPCs are either completely ignored or not implemented. So what purpose will it serve other than creating headlines? Despite all this, the question still persists, and as an accountable, responsible government functioning in a democracy, Modi government needs to come clean on Rafael deal.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.